Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, June 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden and other leaders of the Group of Seven Nations are expected to agree to start work on a mechanism to cap the purchase price of Russian oil. That's according to U.S. administration officials. There is no timeline yet on when the plan's details will be worked out. Russia defaulted on its foreign debt for the first time since 1918, a result of Western sanctions that created payment obstacles Moscow could not overcome. According to bondholders, Russia missed payments on two foreign currency bonds as of late Sunday. In the U.S., abortion providers in several states, including Texas, Wisconsin, and Kentucky, have halted services following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. States such as Illinois that are more supportive of abortion rights have been fielding a surge of inquiries, many from women in states with more stringent abortion laws. Automakers, including Tesla, General Motors, and Ford, have raised prices on certain electric models to help offset rising battery material costs, as well as capitalize on consumer interest triggered by higher gasoline prices. Overall, the average price paid for an electric vehicle in the U.S. in May was up 22% from a year earlier, at about $54,000, according to J.D. Power. Markets in Asia ended higher, and European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching reports on pending home sales and orders for durable goods due out this morning, and Nike is among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.